In today's podcast, I want to cover the psychology of bullies. Had a couple of incidents come to mind this week in therapy sessions of individuals, wonderful, wonderful individuals that just have to deal with bullies. And I'm thinking of, you know, business leaders, CEOs and stuff like that, who have to try to micromanage. And from my perspective, bullies, as a general rule, are extremely insecure individuals. They're not comfortable in their own skin, and so they're trying to hide that and not be seen for who they really are. I mean, this one just amazing individual had to deal with a boss that is condescending, criticizing, and especially in a male-dominated culture in the corporate business world, and that he is condescending towards women, who, in fact, are the prime reason that their product and company are going so well, because they're just amazing at what they do. They're amazing in their capacity to sell to read people, to engage when they're doing their presentations, and yet got this corporate guy in the background who is trying to micromanage, trying to say things that they need to say it this way, that way, when the audience is totally responding to them. And anyway, he just cuts them down. He's just being a bully. And then I have another individual this week that I was dealing with work too. And the boss is just a bully. I mean, condescending. To be secure inside yourself means that you don't have to be in charge, that you don't have to try to prove that you know everything. Because when an individual has to try to prove that they know everything, and they're not willing to elicit from their coworkers and subordinates in a hierarchical world their strengths and values and trying to nurture them and help them grow, instead of having people live in a culture of fear. And in both of these cases that I've been working through this week, it sounds like these individuals, and I've come across a number of them in my life also, in different circles of bullies, as a general rule, are very insecure inside themselves. So remember that. If you have to deal with a bully at work, they're trying to appear stronger than they actually feel. And that doesn't mean that there's not appropriate times to receive feedback and to receive constructive criticism in a healthy way. We all should be open to that, but you can tell. And with both of these individuals that I've worked with in the past week, they know the individual's being condescending, and in both instances, there's a number of individuals that are calling out the same thing, calling out, you know, the CEO, making comments and doing their evaluations at the end of sales presentations and so forth in the corporate America environment, where people are saying, this boss is a blank. What in the heck is he doing? And yet these women have to work in the environment, and they're trying to do good, and they are actually amazing at what they do, and yet they constantly have to deal with this, and it's just exhausting. But as we work through it, and whoever you are in your world, you just have to be strong. You have to, I mean, you know, there's a really popular book out right now by Mel Robbins. She's a great podcaster. The book is Let Them. And you just got to let people do what they're going to do, because you can't really control it. Now, and you can stand up appropriately, but that's difficult to do in corporate America if you're trying to survive and keep your job. You can't call your boss out. Well, I mean, you can, but But you understand, you're smart enough to realize that there are going to be consequences. And so you got to be smart enough and know where and when to say. That's all part of the dance of trying to survive in the business world. But that's the challenge. And those people who say, well, no, you just need to speak the truth all the time. Well, you know, when you're in survival mode and you're a single mother and or you have young children at home and you might be the primary breadwinner at the time, when a husband might be working on something to establish his company, that situation comes up. And so, you know what, you're not in a position to really go face to face with a senior corporate manager to say, man, you're just being a butthead. Can you like encourage help rather than making us feel like trash? I mean, in this one corporate guy says, I like to irritate people. What planet does he come from? It's like nobody appreciates that. And all it does is show, from my perspective, from the psychological world, the way my mind works is, what is this guy hiding? What is he doesn't want to be seen. And so he just will do things to keep people at arm's length from him, to be afraid of him so that they can't uncover what's really going on in his world, that he doesn't want to be seen. I know it's kind of a reverse psychology thing. You think if someone is being a bully, they're, you know, everyone's going to see them and know they're being a bully. But from my perspective, they're doing it so that they can stay in charge. Don't you question them and don't you look at me, because I'm not you. I don't want you to see who I am. Anyway, I feel for, we all have to deal with this in the world, but I'm telling you, take care of yourself, be strong, and, you know, get appropriate feedback from others if they're seeing the same thing, to help encourage you and provide some, you know, validation for you. One of my favorite books is Call Sign Chaos by Jim Mattis. He was a general in the military and was a Secretary of Defense for a while. And in this book, I just love a couple of sentences. He says, I have seen no case where weakness promotes a chance for peace. So you can't, I know you're just going, well, how does that apply to what I'm saying right now? But to be strong inside yourself, to understand what you're dealing with in the corporate world, if you find yourself with a boss that's a bully, understand that other people see the same thing, and then you have a decision to make. If you're in survival mode, well, then you do what you need to do in order to put bread on the table until you can find an exit strategy, or very strategically do whatever you need to do to give feedback to the appropriate people, even over your boss, if you feel that that's worthwhile, to speak up for yourself. I mean, we all have to do this dance, and it's not simple. And I'm not suggesting that there are simple solutions to this, but what I am saying that is ultimately the most important thing is that you must take care of yourself. Be strong inside yourself. Self-efficacy is knowing you're doing the very best that you can, and give yourself some grace when you fall a little short, because we all do, but under no case is it appropriate for a good leader to be condescending and to be too micromanaging. It's not helpful in the long run. And we should be about building each other up, about nurturing each other. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. But when you got these great corporate salespeople, they're doing their presentations, And then the audience is feeding in, and they're just spot on. They're engaged, engaging, and product is selling. And then afterwards, the CEO comes and then kind of rips them apart, because you didn't do things the way that I wanted. You needed to do this and you needed to do that, and which really was not validated that it even needed to be done. It's unfortunate that there are bullies in the world, but there are. We're not going to change it, but you can change your response to it. figure out how to adapt, improvise, overcome, whatever that means in your particular circumstances. Search inside yourself. If it's just a place of work that is not going to work, and you can pick up certain people that you're just not going to be able to work with, pay attention to your gut. And if that's the case, then you just start making changes. Patiently, strategically figure out how you can do an exit strategy, start applying for other positions, do whatever you need to do. But because work plays such an important part of our life and we have to spend many hours there, you know, it's not helpful psychologically and for your mental health and physical health to be in an environment that is condescending and unhealthy. So pay attention to that. Be strong inside yourself. You have a voice. Your voice is just as valuable as anyone else's. Yes, there is a hierarchy and we need to figure out where we fit in that. But just want to, anyway, I hope this podcast is even making sense. I feel psychologically for these wonderful individuals, actually three I'm thinking of this past week, who just have to deal wonderful female, amazing employees who have to deal with a condescending, egotistical male CEO who just thinks he's all that. And I'm telling you, he's not all that. And people see through that. And at the end of the day, if people don't respect you and don't like you, what is the point? Right? At the end of the day, the greatest value you can give to any organization or any relationship is that they remember you with fondness and kindness when you're gone. And if they don't feel those things, then you haven't been successful in doing what it is that you're trying to do. That's just my perspective on those things. Anyway, so take care of yourself. Be strong. Keep learning. Keep growing. But you, no one deserves to be bullied. And again, those who are bullying, just take a step back. And if it's unhealthy, don't engage with them and realize that they got some issues that they're working on. And you have the right to take care of yourself. Keep yourself healthy and strong. All right. Have a good week.